Exciting edition of Sleeper Wire Shorts. I am your host for this one, Steven Speckrovitelli. I want to dive more into my dynasty targets, and in this one, I'm going to talk about Carson Wentz. And I know a lot of them that I've been doing up to this point have been second-year players, and you may wonder why I'm looking at Wentz. And stay tuned, and you'll find out as to why. But, you know, I just kind of want to bring up real quick, and I'm sure everybody's tired of hearing about it or whatnot, and we're all facing this together, is the coronavirus. You know, just everybody stay safe out there. You know, keep your social distances, washing your hands, things of that sort. Don't cough all over everybody and whatnot. If you're sick, stay home. Let's follow what the CDC is telling us and health departments and whatnot. You know, we'll get through all of this together, and then we can go back to our regularly scheduled lives. So with that being said, you know, Wentz was the number two pick out of North Dakota State in 2016. He's going to be 28 years old towards the end of the regular season here in 2020. Now, 2019 was the first season since his rookie year that he actually played all 16 games. I've talked to many people in the fantasy community that have different perspectives on Wentz, and some label him injury prone. Now, me, I look at it differently, but you know, let's just look at the injuries that he's endured. In 2015, he had a wrist fracture. In 2016, he had rib issues in the preseason, but he still played his entire rookie year. He tore his ACL and LCL towards the end of the 2017 season, and he fractured his back, which forced him to miss the final three games of the 2018 season. And then, as we know, in 2019, very early on in the playoff game, he suffered a head injury that, you know, forced him to miss the rest of the game. I look at these types of injuries that anyone can endure, you know, for lack of a better word, freakish, right? It's not like it's a consistent situation where he has hamstring injuries all the time or sprained ankles or knees or whatever. You know, these are the types of injuries. I mean, you know, an ACL, LCL can happen to anybody, right? Mobile quarterbacks like him can suffer rib injuries just from hits that they take or head injuries or whatever. When it comes to certain things like that, you know, I look at it as if it can happen to anybody. Even with this so-called, you know, injury-prone history here, the Eagles still committed to Wentz long-term and moved on from Nick Foles. You know, if you want to start looking at some of the upside with him, they've invested in the offensive line and the backfield when they drafted Miles Sanders last year. Kind of hard to say what they'll do with everybody else. Jordan Howard's a free agent. Boston Scott did give a bright spot in that backfield towards the end of last year. But it's very hard to say if they're going to add more out of free agency or the draft or both. But we know Sanders is a very bright spot, and his versatility out of the backfield is a huge weapon for Wentz. You know, a set of dynamic tight ends and Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert in, you know, one of our more recent episodes of the Sleeper Wire Shorts. I'm sure you heard Chris talk about Dallas Goedert and the things that he saw about him. But, you know, Goddard definitely turned it on last year big time, and he was somebody that I kind of expected to do so. And he's another one that should be on your radar if you can get him. He's probably going to be pretty pricey. But the biggest question for him are the wide receivers. And, you know, with the new CBA now in place that the players agreed upon, you know, it may make it a little bit easier for the Eagles to move on from Alshon Jeffery. You know, there's been a lot of things kind of swarming around his name within the organization and whatnot. So it's possible that they could move on from him. You know, Nelson Agholor is a free agent this year, and I mean, he's had boom or bust games or whatever. I can't see him being a priority, you know, as far as what they're going to do in this offseason. There are some other free agent names out there that they could go after. You know, this is a very, very deep draft class here in 2020. So they could look at using a pick or two at the wide receiver position as well. You know, there are options for them, you know, if they do choose to move on from Alshon and Nelson Agholor. In my opinion, anybody else that they bring in could really only just be upside. I don't know if it can get worse than what it was. And, you know, if you really look at Carson Wentz, he's a fairly young quarterback. You know, and if you're one that can look past that injury history, there is that upside going forward. And if you really look at it, I mean, look at what the guy has done with the offensive options that he's had. I mean, you know, he is a leader. He's a gamer that can extend plays and make the throws at all levels. And in 2019, he still threw for 4,039 yards and 27 touchdowns and completed 64% of his passes. He's still a good quarterback, and he's somebody that I want on my teams. And, you know, I've come across many dynasty owners that have wanted to unload Wentz because of the uncertainties in their mind. And, you know, I was able to package him into some deals to where I could get somewhat of a discounted price on him in my mind. Yeah, obviously not in super flex leagues. You know, there's more of a premium on the quarterback position there, but you know, even if I'm taking him on as, you know, if I wanted to add just quarterback depth because I have another quarterback that's, you know, older or has an injury history as well, or just, you know, I know I'm not going to have a top pick to get one of these top rookies coming out this year, and I have a later first or something that I can unload for Carson Wentz. Just things like that. It's kind of the way I've been targeting him. So not saying you're going to get him for free, but he is the type of player that you can go take advantage of, you know, the uncertainty for the upside of your team. So that's all I have today on Carson Wentz. You know, hopefully some of the things that I told you here can kind of give you a different perspective if you're one that has the doubts on him. So go out, see if you can acquire him if you want him. You know, if you want to wait to see what goes on in free agency and the draft, I don't blame you, but I'm telling you, this guy has a ton of upside, and I wouldn't worry so much about his past injuries. So until the next time, again, I got some more digging to do on some more players. So you guys can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at SPAC21. That's SSPAC21. I've been doing all my film cut-ups on some rookies coming out here in the 2020 class, so you need to go check that out. And make sure you're going to iTunes or Spotify or wherever it is that you guys enjoy your podcast. And make sure you're following and subscribing so you get all the latest content that we have coming out from the Sleep the Wire team. Y'all be easy.